Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we are so lucky to be joined in the studio by some of the YALI Fellows, the Young African Leadership Initiative, which was started by President Obama, which brings young entrepreneurs from the continent of Africa together in the U.S. Our first guest and entrepreneur is Shaluba Mawala from South Africa. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us. I feel warmly welcomed.
Your business is a business around finance. Can you share with our listeners what the financial situation in South Africa is and what needs your business addresses?
Okay, thank you so much. So I am the managing partner and director of an impact investment fund, which invests in early stage, high growth social ventures addressing education, healthcare, and energy challenges on the African continent. The financial situation in South Africa is actually quite robust. So prior to starting the impact investment fund, I worked at the largest stock exchange on the continent, which really does compete globally. And so I think our banking and financial markets are quite well-structured, well-positioned, and really, really solid. I think there's a lot happening in terms of banking in South Africa, especially. There's a lot of infrastructure, a lot of support. The World Economic Forum actually ranked the stock exchange as, for the past 6 years, as the best regulated. And so there is a lot of laws, checks, and balances to make sure that we are able to compete internationally.
Shaluba, tell us, what does Impact Investment Fund do? What types of companies are you all investing in? And are these companies that wouldn't normally get this type of investment? How is your company making a difference?
Okay, awesome. So an Impact Investment Fund is a fund that invests in social ventures that are addressing key and pivotal needs in communities. And so what we're able to do with the fund is we're able to, one, generate social impact, but also get financial return for investors. And how we do that is investing in ventures that are addressing essential services on the African continent, specifically in South Africa. The three focus areas are education, healthcare, and energy. And we look at early stage high growth ventures. The big problem in South Africa is a lot of startups are not able to get the right financial support, mainly from main financiers and financial institutions, primarily because they are a lot riskier. And there's also a deemed myth or illusion that social ventures do not deliver as aggressive or attractive financial returns.
And I think smart investors like you are finding that a lot of these social ventures actually have a good return.
Absolutely. And I think we've seen that with a number of cases all throughout the continent. A popular case study would be M-Pesa, which is a model used in Kenya where majority of the people were unbanked. And so they've introduced mobile technology to make sure that people have access to finance and financial means.
Now, tell us, Shaluba, what does being chosen as a YALI Fellow mean for you, not just today, but for your future and for the future of impact investment?
I think what's really exciting about the program is, and I really applaud the vision of President Barack Obama, and I think he's done a tremendous job during his tenure as president. I think what it does do is connect amazing African leaders on the continent. You get to spend 6 amazing weeks together and a really structured and well-planned program. What that is able to do is you form key and critical connections on the continent, which is really important because I think there's no other similar program currently in existence on the program. What we're able to do because of the 6-week structured program that, and we have the privilege to be at Clark Atlanta, is you're able to build on key and critical skills that are going to help you in building, growing, and scaling up your business once you're back in your home country.
I just want to thank you, Shaluba. I met you at one of the receptions for the YALI Fellows, and you were so dynamic. And when I had the chance to choose some of the fellows to interview, I said, the young lady from South Africa. But also, you don't find very many women in finance, even in the United States.
Absolutely.
So for you to be taking on this type of finance company and to be succeeding is to be applauded.
Thank you so much. And I think women bring so many sensitivities to business. And that's what's been really exciting for me. I think we've got a really dynamic team in South Africa. And so I'm excited to be part of that change. And so, yeah, finance is what I love. It's what I enjoy. So I'm really I'm excited to play such an important role in that.
And I want to thank you, Shaluba Mawale from South Africa. And her company is called the Impact Investment Fund.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's actually called Tiamo Investment Partners. Sorry, I didn't correct that earlier. Yes.
And tell us, if someone listening wanted to reach out to you, wanted to invest in your company, how would they follow up with you?
The best way is, I think an email would be best. So I'm contactable on Shaluba Mawela, spelled Shaluba at gmail.com. Alternatively, I am on most social media platforms, so Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. If they could send me a message or something like that, I'd be more than happy to respond, and I'll do that as timely as possible.
Thank you so much, Shaluba. It's wonderful hearing your story.
Thank you so much for having me.